Today, we are joined again by Lexis Figueroa, a leader in the Black Lives Matter movement in Saratoga. Lexis, welcome back to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you.
So, Lexis, Saratoga Springs has been in the news, but starting with Assistant Police Chief John Catone, and when he made some inflammatory comments related to social justice movements and the uptick in violence. I assume that means you all, and your activism in Saratoga Springs. And I was just wondering what your reaction is to this comment and sort of, you know, we're down here in Troy, but we try to pay attention to what's going on in Saratoga Springs. And I'm wondering, can you just lay out what's been happening in Saratoga Springs and why did John Catone even start with this?
We can go to what we've been doing in Saratoga Springs for the last few months. Appreciate you still coming out here and giving us some of our time as well, Saratoga. We had a speak out in March about 2 months ago. After that, we had a event for George Floyd that was on George Floyd's memorial, actually, the day of his murder. We decided instead of marching in the streets because it was a very emotional day, let's try to do something different. We decided to put some art in there. So we did expressive art. Way to be able to draw people out of the community who aren't too much into being out in the streets and protesting and holding signs or doing anything like that. So we had a lot of people come who don't normally do that. Children involved, whole families came there to support. And, you know, we were there. We had to speak out. And it was a very good event, a very peaceful event. No problems at all besides the hecklers who ride by, as always, in their motorcycles, revving their engines up, trying to intimidate people. In the last, I'll say 3 months now, we haven't had any actual protests where we were shutting down streets for periods of time to doing any of those things. We had the Juneteenth event, which is obviously the commencement and celebration of the end of slavery. No city council members or anybody of the city officials decided to show up to that, even though it is, once again, a event to bring people together, celebrate the end of slavery. We had a lot of people there. We had a very good crowd, for sure. We had poetry there, creative art as well. We had a lot of different organizations who were all a part of that. So it was a big community event. It was very beautiful. And then that brings us to where we are now. Now we are here where there was a brawl, so-called brawl on Broadway. Not too different from any of the other brawls that have been on Broadway. There has been stabbings on Broadway before this as well, on Caroline Street, on brawls. I think what happened about a few years ago was a very bad one. Guy got stabbed in his head. Once that happened, we thought that they were going to try to blame BLM activists for this. But what we thought, I thought that they were going to try to blame us for screaming to fund the police and saying we need more police and leave it at that. But it didn't get left at that. It had to go to Catone threatening to use 130 years of his family's power and wealth in Saratoga Springs to do anything he has to do to change the narrative. Coming from somebody who's supposed to be a public safety person, let alone assistant chief, who's been on the force for 35 years or more. That's crazy to hear that from him. Public safety commissioner as well sat there alongside with them, making inflammatory things as well, suggestions and threats, saying that we have verbatim that we have brought guns, bats and guns to our protest, which is very contradictory to the story that Bob Gilson just put out when he just said in the story that came out with the Daily Gazette, revolving me saying some words to a police officer after being pretty much blocked and intimidated to going into a city council meeting, that he doesn't have any suggestion to say that we have guns or that we bring guns anywhere. But he's using these tactics to say that they have to have more police at these meetings and we have to make sure that people aren't armed. But we're not worried about Black Lives Matter or people being armed. But just in case, though, it really doesn't make any sense. Also in the story, he goes back and forth with the First Amendment. We can use our First Amendment, but it has to be a balance between letting us be able to march in the streets and say what we have to say and our grievances and making sure that the people who are eating their food are comfortable in Saratoga Springs while they're traveling. You don't get to choose what the people want to hear or don't want to hear about what we have to say. That's what freedom of speech is. That's what First Amendment was for. This isn't the first time that we've seen them try to use these tactics, and that's what angers us more. It does nothing but put us in more danger and causes more divisiveness in the city. So it's very sad, and it's very sad when you can try to blame us for the uptick of violence when actually, in all actuality, there is no data released that shows any uptick of violence. And the FBI report showed that there's actually a decrease in violence in Saratoga Springs from the 2020 report and 2019 reports. 2019, there was more crimes than the 2020. And now I don't see much of a difference. I believe it's still 1% of violent crimes in Saratoga Springs. So I really don't understand the need for over-policing or any of these things whatsoever. Bar fights or nothing. You knew in Saratoga Springs, maybe one of the suggestions that we had to maybe cut down some of the violence in Saratoga Springs when it comes down to the bars is shut down before 4 a.m. in the morning. Maybe people don't need to be drinking all day and all night till 4 o'clock in the morning. That's insane.
Lexis, Saratoga Springs is a fairly small town. How many people live in Saratoga Springs?
Approximately 26,000.
And I would imagine that the BLM activists are also a small minority in the town.
Of course, we are the BLM activists. We are very small. And as far as BIPOC people at all, I think it's a little bit less than 2% of 26,000. So about 500 Black people in this whole town.
That's a little. And when you have the assistant police chief saying, you're either with us or you're not. And if you're not, you're part of the problem. What do you hear and how do you find the motivation to continue to fight for justice?
What I hear when I hear these statements is that you want to do whatever you have to do to shut us up. And you're also calling for the community to stand up against us. You're calling for the community to choose sides. And in choosing sides, once again, like you said, in the community where we are so small, we already are fighting in a community where only 2% of the community. We already are going uphill battle. And we're also bringing a movement to Saratoga Springs that's never been brought here before ever. So we're already in dangers. We already received threats. We already received all these things. Now, who knows what to expect at our next protest now that these remarks are being made. We already have people who come to our events and have shown guns to us. We've had people who have came there and screamed out racial slurs to us from people that live in Saratoga Springs. And what makes me keep on going is the fact that I know that what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And now that my eyes are open to a lot of the wrongs that are going on in this city, things that I didn't know that are not my personal experiences, I refuse to sit back and be quiet and be shut up. That's what they want us to do. That's clearly these narratives and these ways of trying to demonize people and trying to invalidate any of their opinions or their feelings has been going on for hundreds of years. And it's nothing new. We're prepared for it. We're going to continue going. Another thing that definitely motivates me out of anything is Daryl Mount. Daryl Mount in cases like that will always motivate me to continue fighting for social justice in this neighborhood. I mean, and I also have two kids. I have two young kids. I have a 6-year-old and a 22-month-old. I don't want her to have to and him to have to go through what I had to go through and their aunt and had to go through inside this town, plain and simple. I refuse to.
And in the Times Union, you're quoted as saying, no threats are going to keep us from our mission. If you had to name some things that you all are working on right now that you want to see changed in Saratoga Springs, what would they be?
One of the main things would be the actual forming of the Civilian Review Board with teeth, with some kind of subpoena powers and with funding as well. That's the number one thing. Besides that, we also would love to see the city to help with the homeless population and be better with the homeless population than what it currently is. What it currently is, you know, cops will ride by a person. We just had a situation a week and a half ago where I rode by somebody on West Avenue. I believe the temperature said it was feeling of 102 degrees. And this man was outside on the bench laying down fully clothed in sweatpants and a sweatshirt and a jacket. With a wristband on just straight out of Saratoga Hospital. Cops rolled by him, public safety, and did not check on this man. We have to stop that. We have to realize that they are people just like we are. They may have had unfortunate situations that led them to be where they are, which could happen to any of us. We have to treat them like humans and be mindful of what we do. Also, get away from capitalism and going a little bit more towards socialism when it comes down to feeding the community and helping the community. We have a free fridge that is on Beekman Street that is accessible for anybody at all times and fully stocked always for anybody that's in need, whether you're poor or you're not, whatever you need, you're all by Beekman Street, right in front of the Elks Club, the Black Elks Club. There's food there. There's drinks there. There's dairy products there. There's eggs there. There's things that families in need can use. The city has to take more initiatives like this, for sure. We also ask that the city supports our community events that we're going to be having and continuing to having. Those weren't our last community events that we'll be having that aren't protests, and those aren't going to be our last. We're going to be bringing a lot of events out here that Saratoga hasn't seen before. We need to bring culture to Saratoga so that we can maybe once get to know each other and get to learn more from other cultures that we don't know. And maybe we can see similarities and then come to a conversation and come to agreement of things that we can do to make things better together.